on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Thank you for spending it with Rosie on the house. Your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Mr. Eric Clark of Savannah Nursery joins us today as we broadcast from Tucson for the Saba Home Show. We're here twice a year for Saba, every spring, every fall, the premier home show in the state of Arizona. The best food venue, the best vendor venue, the best location venue. I mean, right off the freeway, yet easy access and great concierge service. Every municipality has some kind of program as it relates to trees. We're always looking to cut our electric bills. We're always looking to find a way to keep the house at nice, consistent temperature. We're always looking to shade the west walls, and we can always do that with a shade tree. And the promotion that every utility has on giving away trees to get them planted, to get shade created, to create that desert canopy, and TEP is right in the middle of theirs.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing a great program where you can get $5 trees, up to three a year for your house to provide shade and to lower your utility bills. So there's lots of great native trees they're offering. We're growing the trees. We're one of the pickup spots. There's several around town nurseries that you can order your trees through the TEP website, Trees for Tucson. And it's a great program. It's been really popular and it's providing a lot of good shade in Tucson, which is what Tucson really needs.
And there's a bigger picture there. When people look at planting trees, well, like, now I have to water. And so I'm saving electricity, but I'm wasting water. There's a lot more to it than that. You mentioned earlier, if you're planting native, eventually that tree is going to be able to sustain itself off of rainfall.
Right. And you won't have to water.
But if you're using electricity, you're using water because all they're doing is steaming water. I mean, that's how electricity is generated, whether it's coal or nuclear. All they're doing is heating water to create this massive pressure of steam to turn the turbines. So you're using water if you're air conditioning your home.
Right, right.
And if you shade it, you use less air conditioning. So you use a native tree that you eventually can shut the water off to, you're going to be back to a less consumption of water.
Right, right. And, you know, a nice big shaded canopy actually has a nice cooling, not just the shade, but the transpiration off the tree is sort of like a swamp cooler, evaporative cooling for your yard. And it really does help give you that extra time and that outdoor space that you have to enjoy our great weather here as it gets nice and warm.
Now, we were talking insects. What do you see customers coming into Savannah's dealing with right now? Well, what's out eating?
Springtime is a big time of year for insects because there's a lot of new growth on all of our trees and shrubs and even our vegetable gardens. So they're out there looking for this tender new growth. So right now we're seeing aphids and whiteflies, and whiteflies are going to be a problem through the summer. They don't mind the heat, whereas aphids will go away as soon as it gets real hot. Thrips are a big problem with lots of different plants, citrus trees. They don't kill the tree, but they do cause some cosmetic damage. So using Captain Jack's is a great thing because on your citrus tree, you don't want to spray it with a systemic insecticide that's a chemical that's going to prevent you from eating the fruit. So Captain Jack's is a great product to use to control thrips and other sort of bugs, including that orange dog face caterpillar that plagues our citrus trees.
Beautiful. Orange dog face caterpillar.
Yes, yes.
Is it as ugly as his name?
It is. It looks like a bird dropping, actually, until you look straight onto its head, which then is like a cartoon character face of a dog. When you touch them, or if you touch them, they'll shoot out orange horns that smell like rotten citrus. So the birds won't eat them, and a lot of people won't pick them off, too, because of that fact. They don't want to end up stinking like a rotten orange. But Captain Jack's, you spray that on the leaves, they'll eat a little bit. It makes them sick, and then they die. But if a bird did eat that dead caterpillar, it wouldn't affect the bird. It wouldn't affect any lizards. So it's a great product. It's environmentally safe, and it really does work well. Mostly works best with chewing insects. Aphids, it will work, but they have to consume it. So you want to make sure you get it on early before the aphids really arrive, and then it works really well. But so use it for chewing insects like those caterpillars that are coming out in full force right now. even ants. I mean, the list is endless in terms of what controls Captain Jack provides.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Join the conversation. You can text to 411-923. Join with Mr. Eric Clark of Savannah Nursery.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.